Welcome back. This is the Word of Truth radio program, the hardest-hitting Christian radio in the Twin Cities, the United States, and the world. And on the phone with us, we have a very special guest all the way from Kabul, if you can imagine that, Lieutenant Colonel Steve Lacoste, who is serving over there for our country. Lieutenant Colonel Steve, welcome to the Word of Truth radio program.
Thanks very much, Brad. Glad to be on your show.
Now, we found you through an organization called NTMA. Well, explain to us what NTMA is.
Sure, no problem. NTMA stands for NATO Training Mission Afghanistan. Essentially, what NTMA does as a whole is to generate and train the Afghan security forces. That includes the Afghan Army and the Afghan police. So we have a whole staff of folks out here all over the country who are literally building the capability of the Afghans to secure their own country.
And you guys, so you're training the security forces over there. How is that training going? Are they good students? Are they learning well? Are they picking things up?
Yes, they really are. I can say from my side of the house, I work in the engineering section here. I'm a civil engineer by degree, and that's what I've been doing in the Air Force my whole career. So my part in this whole thing is to, number one, help build the facilities that house the Afghan security forces, so all those army bases, police stations, and those things. And then more specifically on my part is to train the Afghan army and the Afghan police to maintain those facilities after they're built and to sustain them in the long run so they can continue to operate. And we find, yes, that they are very willing to learn. Some of them, I'll be honest with you, are starting right from scratch. Some of them really can't even read or write. And so we're starting right from the beginning, but they are certainly very eager to learn the skills and do the work.
This is Lieutenant Colonel Steve Lacoste. He's calling us all the way from Kabul, giving us an update over there. Now, I'm assuming since you're civil engineer by trade, you're focused on the infrastructure over there in Afghanistan. How is the infrastructure in a country like Afghanistan compared to the United States?
Well, you know, there's really no comparison, to be honest. When it comes to their infrastructure here, it's quite funny. As an example, there's one major road in the country. We call it the Ring Road, and that's essentially the road. If you're, of course, in Minnesota, you would think of it as the, you know, the 694-494 loop, you know.
Okay,
it goes around the country. And so their infrastructure is quite primitive compared to the U.S., and that certainly has been one of the challenges. And not only is it quite primitive, but their construction methods are quite different than ours as well. And so we have to get used to building things a different way to meet their needs.
Give us a quick example of that.
Here's a perfect example. When we first got here, we didn't always realize those differences, and so we would build, say, a bathroom that had sinks in it, just like the sinks that we would normally put in our bathrooms.
Okay.
Well, what we find is that when the Afghans, being a Muslim society, when it's time for them to pray, they need to wash, and part of their washing is they're washing their face and washing their feet. Well, they would try to do this in the sink, and it wouldn't work. The sinks would fall off the wall. The faucets would come off the wall because they would hold onto the faucet. And so we have actually found that there were better ways to design something as simple as a sink, but that to us was so standard that we wouldn't have thought otherwise until we realized, hey, you know, this doesn't work for them.
Right.
So there's just a small example of ways that we had to change our thinking to give them and to help build the right things for them. It's quite interesting, for sure.
This is Lieutenant Colonel Steve Lacoste. He's calling us all the way from Kabul, giving us an update of what's going on in Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel, tell us what daily life is like over there in Kabul.
Daily life, well, long hours, I can tell you that. We work every day of the week here, of course, trying to get the mission done. We don't certainly want to stay here forever. I can say that here at my particular installation, where I am, it's not bad. It's a little bit crowded. We live in containerized facilities, I guess you would say. I mean, if you're used to seeing a shipping container,
yeah.
We literally take those and build barracks out of them, and that's where we often live and work, is within these trailers. We've got a couple of dining facilities that on base that we go and have our meals at, and most of the time in terms of work, at least for my job, I spend out on the road visiting the different Afghan bases, the different police stations and army bases, and again working directly with those facility engineers at those bases. So we spend quite a bit of time traveling out on the road back and forth from their bases and back to here to where we actually work out of. Long days. It's warm in the summertime, but it's getting much cooler now. But certainly, I think there are worse places.
Well, you grew up in Minnesota. How does the weather compare to Afghanistan?
I would say where I am in Kabul here, we're at about 6,000 feet in elevation, and so it's a bit drier. We don't feel that humidity like we used to feel in the summertime there in Minnesota. Maybe it gets a touch warmer in temperature-wise in the summertime, but I've been calling back home to the family, and they say that the leaves are turning there, and you're about to get your first big freeze. Haven't quite got there yet here.
Now, I can imagine the dangers that you're facing every day. What do you soldiers over there do to prepare and be safe over there?
Well, certainly we get a lot of training before we get here. We spend a number of weeks going through some different combat skills training courses to prepare us for coming here. We learn the types of things to look for when you're out on the street, when you're out about in the off base, traveling to the other bases. Certainly they provide us with a lot of equipment and of course our own personal weapons and things to protect ourselves. So they do quite a good job. It's once you come here, you've sort of been immersed in a environment that teaches you, what to look for the dangers, how to protect yourself if something should happen, and how to react to those things. So I guess you show up a little bit on edge at first, but it's funny after a while how you, I wouldn't say get used to it, but how you adapt to that environment and you begin just to, it's a normal thing every day now to don the gear and go out and do your mission and do it in a safe manner.
And it just becomes part of life over there then, I suppose.
It really does. Oftentimes you'll talk to family back home and they're really more afraid for you than you are because, they don't realize that you have actually adapted to the environment and you're confident in your training and what it is that they provided to you to keep you safe. And so you really do learn to live in that sort of a situation.
Now, being a civil engineer and coming from that perspective, I mean, I'm assuming that you're still at a great security risk over there. Just because you're a civil engineer doesn't necessarily mean that you're behind the scenes and not out in the action. I mean, you said you're driving all over the place, and I can imagine that in itself is probably very dangerous.
Right, and that's true. The danger is certainly once you depart the what we call outside the wire. Once you go outside the wire, meaning you've gone off of your coalition, your U.S. base, and you are now out in the countryside, or you're out on an Afghan base, or you're near an Afghan police station. Yes, that's where the danger is. So certainly, as an engineer, whose responsibility is to build and to help them maintain their facilities, yes, we are out quite a bit. Our job isn't to be here on the base, it's to be out training them and assisting them and advising them in their jobs. And so, yes, we certainly are exposed. You're right. Sometimes you just think those are the, those infantry folks who are out there exposed to that danger, and certainly they are, probably to a greater extent than we are. But just being outside the wire, as we call it, you are exposed, and you have to be careful all the time.
Now, one question that I have for you is, it just seems like over here, we're bombarded with being told that everybody hates America and Americans. How are you guys received over there by the Afghanistan people?
I think we're received pretty well. again, we work with a particular section of the populace, and especially as you break down into your different career fields, you know. So I'm working with the engineers, and certainly when we show up on their base, they know that we're there to assist them, and to teach them and to train them and to, you know, help equip them with tools and things, and so certainly we're received very well. But at the same time, when, you know, you hear the news and you're out here and you see things that happen, it is a volatile environment, and there can be things that occur, you know, as simple as a traffic accident, perhaps, that can create, you know, a bad situation. And so I certainly don't see, at least from my perspective being around, I don't see this negative attitude toward Americans. Certainly when we talk about the insurgency, those folks, the Taliban, are certainly wanting to spread that kind of rumor. They're wanting people to have a bad view of the United States and the coalition and NATO countries who are here. But, you know, the folks I work with, we've been very well received, and I think they're happy to receive our assistance.
And I would think that the security officers who are being trained over there would just love you guys and openly embrace all of you.
Yeah, and I think we see that. You know, they certainly are happy to get our help. They're happy for us to show up on their base. And I know each time I go to a new base and say, hey, here's what our mission is, I get a lot of thank yous and a lot of, you know, this is something we really need and are very appreciative of. So, again, for my particular section of the populace, I think we've been very well received.
Now, you have family here in the Twin Cities, don't you? You grew up here in the Twin Cities.
I sure did, yeah.
What area did you grow up in?
I grew up in a little town of Centerville, just north of St. Paul, kind of right around the White Bear Lake area.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Now, how often do you get to talk to them?
You know, most of my talking back and forth is on email. Once in a while, I'll try to Skype when I can. Of course, Facebook has become a great way to keep in contact with everybody. So not a lot of phone calls, you know, trying to use the new technology when I can. I do get home maybe once every couple of years or so to visit, and we have a nice big family reunion there, and everybody comes from all over the Twin Cities where they've all scattered around to and greet me very well. So it's nice to get home once in a while.
How long do you have left on your tour over there?
I'm about two-thirds of the way. I've got just a couple of months left. I'll probably leave here toward the end of November, early December or so. And currently I'm stationed out in Honolulu, Hawaii, so I'm certainly looking forward to getting back to my home station.
Absolutely. I would be looking forward to Honolulu, Hawaii, being stationed here in Minnesota.
Right.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Lieutenant Colonel Steve LaCosse joining us, and he is over in Kabul serving in Afghanistan, keeping our country safe. Lieutenant Colonel, I just want to say from all of us here at the station in Minnesota, we offer up a huge thank you. I can't thank you enough for the work and the service that you're doing and the sacrifice that you're making to keep our country safe and free.
Well, I certainly appreciate everybody's support as we travel through the U.S., whether on the deployment, going to deployments, or coming back from deployment. I can tell you I can hardly walk through an airport in my uniform without receiving a ton of support from folks all over the place, and certainly that's something that we appreciate and are glad to receive. It's a nice feeling.
Well, that's fantastic. Our thoughts and prayers are going to be with you. Lieutenant Colonel Steve LaCosse, thanks for coming on the Word of Truth radio program and taking your valuable time to join us.
No problem, Brad. You have a good one.
Thank you. Lieutenant Colonel Steve LaCosse joining us from Kabul in Afghanistan. We'll be back with more Word of Truth coming up. Okay, I stopped it, so we're all set. We got that recorded. And,
yep, we're okay. Good to go, and then I'm going to talk to
you. Okay. Steve, I just want to say from me and my family, thank you so much for everything you're doing over there. I can't thank you enough.
Like I say, we enjoy the support of everybody who's out there, and you know, without that, these things would be a lot tougher. I spent a 6 months over in Iraq last year, and so this is kind of getting to be a normal thing for a lot of folks, just not myself, but a lot of military members. And, you know, it would be much, much more difficult if we didn't get the kind of support that we do from, you know, from family, from friends, and just from anybody, like I say, that you walk by on the street or in the airport. It's pretty nice. It makes it much more enjoyable, much easier to get through.
Now, what, are you guys getting care packages over there or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's and that's part of that support. I think just about every day there's a new package that shows up, and of course, folks in the office will, you know, open up the package. You'll take out the things that they want to keep for sure, you know, but everything else will put out in the hallway and say, you know, hey, anybody who wants something, just, you know, feel free to grab it. And, you know, we get letters from folks. We just get care packages from all over the place with you name it. There are things in it, books and magazines and food. And, again, the support is overwhelming.
One of the sponsors that we have here on the program sends two care packages over to the troops in Afghanistan for every auto glass that they install. So I think that's a great company, and we'd love to have their support. So,
yeah, that's great stuff.
I'm going to turn you over to our producer, Ross. He's going to talk to you and go over some details of when this is going to air. And, again, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Great. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Steve, thank you so much. Can you hear me all right?
Tell him to stay.
Sure can.
Okay, Steve, I'm thinking if we air this on either Wednesday at 4:15 at Minnesota time or Thursday at 3:30, would that be enough time for you to notify some of your family members that might be able to hear the interview?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Plenty
okay,
of time.
What I'll do is, just to give them more time, is maybe what we'll do is we'll air it at 3:30 on Thursday.
Okay.
And we're on 980 KKMS. I'm not entirely sure where all your family is, but if some of them are in the Twin Cities area, they might be able to pick it up. And then
most of them are anywhere from the north side there in Forest Lake, which maybe they probably couldn't get it from all the way up there, but, you know, all the
sure.
way down into Hopkins and Lakeville and
sure, yeah, and if they're in Lakeville, areas. If they're in Lakeville, they can definitely pick it up. I'm a Lakevillian myself. That's where I grew. That's where
right.
I grew up. So, yeah. Is there an email? Do you have an email address where I can email you the information, or is there a different form of communication? I can just remind you of this.
Yeah, I can give you my email.
Okay.
Are you ready to write it down?
Yep, I do have a pencil right with me.
Okay, it's Stephen with a V.
Okay, Stephen with a V. Okay.
Yep, dot N as in November.
Okay.
And then dot Lacasse, L-A-C-A-S-S-E.
L-A-C-A-S-S-E, okay.
Yep, at.
Okay.
Afghan, A-F-G-H-A-N.
Okay.
Dot Army.
Dot Army, okay.
Oh, nope, I missed something. Don't do dot Army. Do dot S-W-A first.
Dot S-W-A.
S-W-A dot Army. .mil.
.army.mil. Okay, I'll read it back to you. So it's just Stephen.n.lacasse, L-A-C-A-S-S-E, at Afghan, A-F-G-H-A-N, .swa.army.mil.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, cool. And what I'll do is, I think what we'll do, just to give you more time, is we'll air it at 3:30 Central Time on Thursday. And then it'll air till about 3:45. But I'll send you an email reminder of that. So thanks for working out our technical difficulties with us. When we do some of these, we had to have Brad recorded in our main studio, and for some reason our computer, we don't have a show going on right now, but the computer doesn't understand that we're trying to act like we have a show going on. So every now and then it takes
right.
a little bit. It takes a little bit to finagle it around. But we certainly appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Hopefully we didn't keep you too long, and be safe. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yep, no problem. Thanks
okay,
a lot.
Thanks, Steve. I'll email you some information later on today. I don't know when you'll have a chance to get it, but we'll air it on Thursday at 3:30.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Be safe, okay?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, bye.